From your morning podcast to your afternoon playlist, you know you personalize your entire day. That's why State Farm helps you personalize your insurance with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. That's a lot of B's.
Yeah.
It offers coverage options that help protect what you care about most at an affordable price just for you. That's important. You want an affordable price.
Yeah, I do want one.
Yeah, if it's too much, well, that's just not going to happen.
No.
State Farm's on it. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices vary by state. I'm lowering my voice.
I know.
Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, and a vehicle.
Mm.
Or with Nest Doorbell, even a package. I can't tell the difference between those things. That's incredible. And with Nest Aware as part of your monthly ADT service, you get 30 days of event video history. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hello. Hi there.
Hey.
Hello. Lord.
Hi.
I know you.
Walt, you scared us. You're so close.
Oh, you guys look great. Hi, Sona. Hi, Gorley.
Hi. Hi, Walt. Hi.
Hey, Walt. Walt, first of all, you did frighten us because you're on a Zoom and you're very close to the camera and you have piercing, maniacal eyes.
Yes, that's all true.
And so suddenly you just appeared. And I was stunned. I was shocked. But now I'm accustomed to your gaze. And tell us about yourself. Walt, where are you right now?
I am in my nerdy office in North Carolina. Live in Raleigh.
Okay. I do. I love the Carolinas. I love me a South Carolina. I love me a North Carolina. I'll be honest with you.
They're both pretty good.
West Carolina can go fuck itself.
Yeah. I have no patience for West Carolina. And don't even get me started on East Carolina.
Man, I wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Those people have to pay for what they did. They know what they did. Walt, tell us about yourself. What do you do?
I would love to. I work in the only maximum security prison in North Carolina. Wow. And I actually work on death row.
Oh,
you're kidding.
Yeah, no, certainly not.
So you're a correctional officer. You're not a convict. I just want to be clear.
Yeah, let's I haven't been caught begin. Yet. No, okay. Yeah, not been caught. You know, I'm on the other
right.
side of the bars.
So,
yeah.
This is intense. You are.
We haven't executed since 2006. So okay. There's a moratorium, but every once in a while we get a new prisoner or we have to babysit some
okay.
people.
Wow. I'm taking this in right now. I know, man, to be around people and you see them every day. You said there have been no executions in quite a long time.
Right.
But still, that is a heavy mood that you're going into every day. Or is it somehow strangely not? I don't know.
I'm so glad you asked that question. Yeah, it's bizarre because actually the mood is not as doom and gloom as you might think. We certainly try to keep it real positive, you know, amongst our very small staff. But, you know, for the most part, these guys are really used to being in jail. They've been there for 25, 30 years. A lot of times they're just watching TV or playing board games or Dungeons and Dragons. And, you know, I mean, they're...
I didn't realize my son was on death row. You just described his existence to a T. And we serve him meals through bars on a tray.
Oh, well, it sounds like you're doing it right. You know, the hardest part's usually just trying to contain, like, the Joker and Mr. Freeze and the Penguin. They all have special cells. And,
God.
Yeah, that's
they don't
trickier.
Get, there's no death row for those guys. They just keep coming back. So... I don't think in Gotham City there's any death row.
Always but I'm curious,
I'm curious. So you say you try and keep it positive, and for the most part, people find a way to exist. I guess human beings find a way to exist in almost any situation. So And probably a lot of them are thinking this isn't really going to happen for me. Is that right? That this sentence won't really be carried out. Is that possibly true?
I think you're exactly right there. You know, the process takes such a long time. A lot of them are still, you know, going through the appeals process, and it doesn't seem real to them.
Pretty much my entire imprint of what it's like in the criminal justice system, in the penal system, was formed by two movies, Papillon and The Shawshank Redemption. So that's why you don't fit. Yes, the stereotype is the sadistic guy who almost enjoys lording it over these other people who are, you know, in prison. And then you seem like a guy that enjoys a microbrew from time to time.
Oh, Foster's, man. Foster's. Yeah. That's okay. My jam right there.
Yeah. And probably, yeah, you seem like a refined gentleman.
Thank you.
And am I right, guys? This does not.
Yeah. You seem very nice. Walt, I like your hat.
Yeah. You got
Thank
it.
You.
And you've got sort of a little bit of a hipster vibe, like you're a hipster that works on death row.
Are you working on death row ironically?
I don't think so. You know, nobody's ever asked, is it the sweater or, you know?
You've got a little bit of, and trust me, you've got a little a goatee beard.
Yeah.
And you look like a guy who, if I went to like a very cool hipster bar where they make their own gin and it's sort of made up to look like, it's a speakeasy, but it's not, and it got written up in all the cool magazines, that you would work there behind the counter, and you would make me a really cool cocktail from 1822, and you'd know exactly how to make it. That's the impression I'm getting just talking to you.
Just from your
look and from your manner.
I'll tell you what, I think I appreciate all of that. I think that's good. That's pretty good. Yeah.
Like you would play frisbee golf. Like we would play frisbee golf together.
Can that jam.
Yeah.
I would love to play can jam with you, Sona.
What's can jam?
You've never played can jam. I went to the United States, man, I'm losing my words right now, but yeah, I went to one of the championships. It's very easy. It's just a frisbee, kind of like frisbee basketball.
Yes.
Yeah. It's called the can jam whamma jam. Yeah. Everyone knows about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
I don't even know what's boring
to be a hipster.
Oh, please, no. You should talk to some of them. You're just fine. Can jam? What the hell is that? I don't even know what that is.
You throw a frisbee in a garbage can. That's pretty much the game. There's a little slot.
Can we just call it that from now on? Just say, let's go play
trash can frisbee.
Yeah, let's go play trash can frisbee. Just stop calling it can jam.
Yeah.
Listen, do you ever feel like you're in danger on your job? I mean, you're working around people, 156 people who are hardened criminals. Do you ever feel in danger?
You know, more so recently, you know, we nationally, especially with coronavirus, we're having such a hard time. I mean, we're nearing the point where we're 50% understaffed, you know?
Yes, so. I've been reading a lot about this. I mean, this is not obviously a humorous topic, but I just have to ask you because it's a national story that, I mean, any institution that requires on a lot of people to, whether it's a hospital or a penal facility there and schools, they're really understaffed. So, and you particularly are working with people that might think, hey, I've got nothing to lose. This might be a chance to get out of here. And I just, you know, so do you feel like these are extra stressful times?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's been a little tougher recently, you know, and I don't want to be too much of a downer, but yeah, we're starting to worry about it a little bit more. There's been a little bit of a rise in violence and, you know, we hire people, but they don't stay for very long. So I think the problem is both hiring and retention, you know, because we are a little bit nervous. We just don't have enough people. There's things we can do, you know,
but
it's tough.
Yeah, I think it's okay. I think it's almost irresponsible to. I mean, we just found out that you work in a death row, and to say like, hey, this isn't, you know, we've got to keep this light. I think it's irresponsible almost. to keep it light for the entire conversation because I don't know. You seem I hope you're being careful. You know, I worry about you, and I also sympathize with the people that are in that situation. I think. You know, I think that's anyone, people who are incarcerated. I think human beings are, I don't know. It's obviously case by case, but I take no pleasure in the fact that people are locked away like that. I think it's pretty grim.
I'm so glad you said that. Yeah.
Well, but the fact that you're bringing a humanity to it and you seem like a nice person and that this job obviously hasn't turned you into, you haven't crusted over or lost your sense of fun and wanting to connect with these people, I think is really admirable.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I have some great mentors. There's only four of us, but you know, Mr. Lewis and Mr. Woolard, they've been there for a very long time. And yeah, we kind of get each other's backs. You know, I mean, we're always making sure that everybody's doing well mentally, and we take time when we need to take time, you know, because really, you know, those are some big problems, you know, anxiety and depression and working in the prison system. So we're doing everything we can, you know. I think we're doing a good job.
Good. Definitely sounds like you are. Nothing brings the family together like a large two-topping pizza. It's the perfect way to celebrate any occasion. This happens all the time at my house.
Yeah.
I say, kids, let's get together. Your father wants to tell you stories of his childhood. Nobody comes running, all right? But guess what? When I get one of those two large two-topping pizzas at Domino's, suddenly everybody wants to hear from Daddy. At Domino's, you can carry out large two-topping pizzas for just $6.99 for this week only. No limit on number of pizzas. You know, what toppings do you like? I like pepperoni.
I like pepperoni. I like olive. I like bell pepper. I like mushrooms. I know you don't like mushrooms. I like mushrooms.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have to out me as a no mushroom guy, but okay. Domino's Pizza. That's the way to get the whole family together. And this is a great deal. Visit Domino's.com or use the app to order your large two-topping pizzas for $6.99 each. Carry out only. You must ask for this limited time offer. Valid 4/22 through 4/28. Tax may apply. Prices, participation, and charges may vary. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where California. You go across the state, you'll find a way to play. I'm a California resident, so are you. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching, you can go hiking in Yosemite, and then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want, they got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. If you're being honest, no one really knows what you do for work, especially if you're in B2B. That's a business doing business with other businesses.
Oh, I didn't know you knew what that was.
I know exactly what that is. B2B, I use that all the time. Businesses doing businesses with other businesses. Fortunately, LinkedIn has a network of professionals who get what you do, and you can reach the right people who matter most to your company. LinkedIn has over 1 billion members on its platform, including 70 million decision makers.
That's good.
Since LinkedIn members are regularly updating their work history, you can precisely build a target audience by job title, industry, company, and more. Start reaching the right people for your, get ready, B2B business with LinkedIn ads. Gets even better because LinkedIn will give you a $100 credit on your next campaign.
That's crazy.
Yeah, just go to linkedin.com/teamcoco to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/teamcoco. Terms and conditions apply. I get to say this again. Listen, LinkedIn, the place to be, right?
That's cool.
Business to business.
That's really cool.
Tell me a little bit about, okay, you're there, you're at the prison, but now it's time to go home. What do you do to chill? What do you do to relax? You go back to your house. Are you able to leave work at home? That's actually a funny joke. You better leave work at home.
they don't.
I can't help it. I take the murderers with me sometimes, and then I get in trouble, and they get away, and we have to recapture them. Are you able to leave it behind you when you go home?
Yeah. I mean, I wish I could work from home, but it doesn't work like that.
Very hard to police. Be so crazy if you were like policing people on Zoom. Guys, I trusted you.
No, I think, where's
Peter? Peter's not in his Zoom square, and there's a rope going out the window. He got away. Peter, that's not cool.
Peter, this is just a pillow in a jumpsuit right now.
That's right. You get on Zoom and there's a pillow with a happy face smile on it.
No one.
Peter,
no
that
one
doesn't look like you. Oh, you've got a bad connection.
I got the pillow filter on. That's all.
Wow. They're getting
advanced. Who's talking? Yeah.
I know. I don't know why.
His cellmate's covering for him.
No,
he
you
escaped.
Know what? No, in my scenario, see, this is how stupid I am. In my scenario, I'm the prisoner. I set up the pillow, drew a face on it, but then insisted on doing the voice, so I stayed in the prison cell.
Oh,
still did the like spoon tunnel.
I dug the whole tunnel. It's 7 miles long through concrete with one spoon. But I stayed behind because I couldn't give up the chance to maneuver the pillow with the smiley face and go, ah, yeah, Walter, everything's good in the cell.
You auditioned the other prisoners and they just weren't good enough.
I tried to find a better voice and I had people offer to do it. I'm like, no, I wanted to have more of this kind of voice.
Wait, I think you'd be great as an inmate. I mean, I think you'd be terrific.
I love that I don't take my chance to escape.
And you're mad. Forget it. I'll do it. I guess I just won't escape.
Forget it. I'll do it. I just won't escape. Okay, assholes? I wish some of you had taken some voiceover lessons, but no, you're all busy with your crimes. Anyway, here we go. I'm going to pretend to be on Zoom. Hi there!
And all the other prisoners escape out your hole.
Yeah. While I'm doing it, they all get out the hole. Yeah. And I'm the only one there, and I'm like, well, thanks a lot, guys. That shows a lot of trust. But then Walt's like, hey, Conan, I like the voice you did for the pillow. Did you?
Wonderful.
Yeah. I really love that. I thought I made a good choice. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you not escaping, you know, coming back. You saved my job.
Well, I'm really glad. It sounds like you're managing well and that you're doing an admirable job. So I do appreciate any way I can help you. How can I help you, Walt?
Well, you know, we could definitely use another guard for sure. If you want to be a corrections officer, you know, we need somebody that looks
great.
A little bit like Max Shrek and Nosferatu with a wig. absolutely wonderful. You know,
wow.
You're a tall guy. No, you're a tall guy. You're in good shape. You look great.
Oh, well, thank you. I try to take care of myself. I'm a 6'4" gentleman. And when the hair is working, I'm like 6'6".
There you go.
That 2 inches of lift. I think there would be problems. I think, first of all, I would be obsessed with doing bits for the prisoners.
They would love
and,
it.
Oh, oh, I'd be on the intercom the whole time.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Doing like, this just in when the wacky news, you know, I'm Walter Crankcase. I would just be doing bits.
Oh,
I'd
no.
Be doing bits. Wacky news.
Oh, I'd be doing no. Bits the whole time. I'd oh God, I'd be the worst. I would be the worst. I think I would be an entertaining warden, but a very inefficient warden, and I wouldn't live long.
No.
Well, you got a good staff. We'll keep you safe.
All right. Well, this was really, well, I have to say, we actually, it's incredible. We've had, my favorite conversations are the ones where you're laughing, you're having a good time, and then you things take a turn as they should, and then somehow we ended up laughing again. But I have a lot of respect for you and your coworkers. I think that's got to be a tough job at times, and especially now during COVID. And this sounds weird, but say hello to the inmates for me. I'm very popular in prisons.
a lot of them are asking about you.
Not a lot. Well, tell them to come visit. Wait a minute. Hold on. Maybe not.
Conan, can I tell you too that I absolutely visit. Loved you on Murderville?
Wait a minute. Oh, hey, hold on. You. Maybe not.
Conan, can I tell you too that I absolutely loved you on Murderville?
Oh, hey, thank you.
I just saw it. It was absolutely wonderful. I want to know how to make a slopperita. I mean,
I guess. I had a lot of fun on Murderville. I knew nothing about it. Of course, if anyone else had asked me, I probably would have said, you know, I'm busy. I want to spend time with my family. But it's Will Arnett, who's one of my favorite funny people. And he called and he said, the idea is, you know, you don't know what's going on and we make a fool out of you. And I said, sign me up. And I really did enjoy it, and it's been nice because I keep hearing from people who've enjoyed the episode. So listen, Walt, it's been really nice talking to you. Be safe, take care. I hope you guys all make it through COVID safely, and thanks for being a fan. That's really cool.
Yeah, very you guys cool. Are the best. Thank you for everything.
Thanks,
yeah,
Walt.
You too. Thanks, Walt. take care.
Bye, guys.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan, with Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer, Aaron Blaert. Associate talent producer, Jennifer Samples. Associate producers, Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded.
This has been a Team Coco production in association with Stitcher.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.